This podcast uses PodPage for its website. You can try PodPage for free at trypodpage.com.
We know, deep down, if we really think about it, you really shouldn't share your password with anybody. And it really doesn't matter what kind. Obviously, banking, things like that. What about your podcast, your media host, your website? Today, I've got a tool that's going to help you share your password without sharing your password.
Welcome to Podcasting Resources, helping you find the tools to enable you to impact your audience faster, smarter, and deeper. Our website, podcastingresources.com.
Hey, I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, where I help podcasters. It's what I do. And on this show, I help you find the best resources. And for the longest time, I used LastPass to manage my passwords. And this kind of tool, you really just can't forget your main password to the service, because that service then goes in, and when you go to, let's say, your website, it'll automatically put in your login name and your password. You don't have to remember it. And this, what's great about it is it will come up with these extremely insane passwords that you could never remember, but are so much more secure than your birthday or your wife's name or your husband's name or your dog's name, whatever. And the problem I had with LastPass is, well, they kept getting hacked. And so I switched to 1Password. And what's great about this tool is, especially if you're working with an editor and if your media host doesn't allow you to have more than one login, you're kind of stuck, because like you're paying them to upload your media and they can't because they can't log in. And the only option is to share your login name and password. Well, as someone who works in tech support, there are times when things get ugly and they start deleting things, or maybe you had an argument with a co-host and they leave, they log in, and it's just ugly. Well, what you can do is you can go into 1Password and give them access to the site without actually giving them your login name and password. And that way, if things go a little left to center, you can go in and turn off their access, and they don't know the actual login name and password. That alone is worth the price of admission. The thing I am really impressed with is when I took my, when I signed up, I'm a customer, and when I signed up, I had them import all my settings from LastPass. And to make a long story short, like, I was just at a website and they said, hey, this password you're using on this site is something that may have been confiscated when LastPass was hacked. We strongly recommend that you change your password. It was my my gas bill. And so it's super smart. The other thing I love about it is there are times, because again, it's secure, where I'll go to a website and it won't fill in my last name and password, because occasionally, because you don't want to just leave that open, because somebody could come by, click on the program, and then they can see all your passwords. So occasionally it will lock itself. And I love that I went to the website and there's a little icon that comes up that you click on, and occasionally you'll have to re-log in. But in this case, it came up, I clicked on the button, and because I have an Apple Watch and I'm on a Mac, all I had to do was double-click a button on my watch, and I was in. And that's when I went, that's cool. So I have a link to 1Password. I'm here to tell you, it is a game changer. If I had to remember all these passwords, because you know, a lot of these websites now, your password has to be 10, 15 letters, and then it's uppercase, lowercase, plus a number, divided by 3 times 2. It's crazy, the passwords that they want. And I save mine in 1Password. Now, I do want to disclose that they do have an affiliate program, which means if you use the link in the descriptions, I'm going to earn a small commission, but it doesn't cost you an extra dime. And I get kind of a finder's fee. And when it comes to my affiliate programs, I don't promote things without using them and being able to talk about them firsthand. And I love this tool, and I feel so much more secure.
So if you know somebody who would enjoy and use this resource, could you do me a favor and go to your phone and share this with your friend? That would actually help us grow our audience. And of course, my favorite resource, theschoolofpodcasting.com. When you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/listener, that'll save you on either a monthly or yearly subscription that comes with our step-by-step tutorials, an absolutely amazing podcasting community to kind of mastermind with, and unlimited one-on-one coaching with me. Check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com/listener. And if you're not sure about it, realize when you join, you have a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you can join without any worries. schoolofpodcasting.com/listener.